morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, November 28th. You'll be interested to know. Today's Black Friday. Black Friday brings joyful crowds to stores and online platforms, celebrating shoppers who hunt for savings, support local merchants, and share friendly camaraderie in a festive, upbeat atmosphere. The day blends tradition and excitement, offering meaningful deals, community connection, and cheerful moments that make the season sparkle with gratitude and possibility. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday in Encinitas. This morning it's looking clean with waves around 1 to 2 feet. Conditions should stay similar through the morning. By the afternoon, expect fair conditions as the wind shifts onshore at 5 miles per hour. Overall, it's a mellow day with a knee-high south-southwest round swell and occasional thigh-high sets. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing mid-tide when the south-southwest swell is 1 feet at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide on Friday will be 2.5 feet at 9:30 a.m., followed by a 4-foot high tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Saturday morning. As the day progresses, expect fair conditions with a slight increase in size. Sunday brings a steady swell, building to 3+ feet in cleaner faces, making it the standout day of the period. Monday sees similar sizes but choppy conditions, diminishing the overall quality. This morning, it's mostly sunny and it feels like 58 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:43 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:35. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 64 and a light breeze from the south. Tonight, expect some patchy fog after 10 p.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 54. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will start with patchy fog before 10 a.m., then become mostly sunny with a high near 63 and light south winds. Sunday through Tuesday remain mostly sunny to sunny with highs around 62 to 64 and nights holding in the low 50s, though Tuesday night turns mostly cloudy with a low near 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Big Bear bald eagles. Jackie and Shadow are excitedly starting their annual nestorations as they prepare for the new nesting season, with eggs expected as early as January. The couple, popular for their YouTube live stream overlooking Big Bear Lake, has already brought in fresh sticks to enhance their nest, which measures about 5.5 feet wide and 6 feet deep. While recent cloudy weather has interrupted live streams, the organization, Friends of Big Bear Valley, remains optimistic that better weather will restore power and allow viewers to witness the eagles' journey. As nesting season progresses, fans can expect to see Jackie and Shadow engaging in their usual courtship behaviors leading up to the arrival of new eggs. Now on to sports. Week 13 of the NFL Thanksgiving highlights featured thrilling top plays and moments. Green Bay Packers quarterback Jordan Love threw for 4 touchdowns, and Dontavian Wicks caught 2 of those scores, leading to a victory over the Detroit Lions, 31-24, in their 23rd meeting on Turkey Day. In the afternoon slate, the Dallas Cowboys continued building momentum, winning a shootout against the Kansas City Chiefs. To cap the day off, the Cincinnati Bengals defeated the Baltimore Ravens in Joe Burrow's return from a toe injury. And tonight on a special edition of Friday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video, the Bears travel to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles in a matchup of division leaders. The game begins at 3 Eastern. The Eagles are favored by 7 points. Overall, the Bears' offense ranks 6th, while their defense ranks 27th. Key players include wide receivers Rome Odunze and DJ Moore, who have combined for 1,138 yards receiving. Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown has also excelled, amassing 159 yards in 2 games. The key matchup features the Chicago secondary against Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who leads the league with a 25-3 touchdown-to-interception ratio. And in college football on Saturday, the Texas A&M Aggies are heading to Austin for the first time since 2010, with plenty at stake despite already securing their spot in the college football playoff. To defeat the Longhorns, they must survive the opening script of Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian, who excels at launching offensive plays. The Aggies have outscored opponents 87-24 in the second half this season, showcasing their resilience. In local sports, the Los Angeles Chargers return from their bye week, trying to get back on track against the reeling Las Vegas Raiders, who have lost 5 straight games. Kickoff is set for 1:25 on CBS, with the Chargers favored by 10 points. In the last meeting, the Chargers defeated the Raiders 20-9 on September 15th. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert looks to bounce back after a tough performance, while Raiders running back Ashton Jeanty aims to capitalize on opportunities against a middle-of-the-pack rushing defense. Key matchup: Raiders tight end Brock Bowers faces Chargers safety Derwin James Jr. as Bowers seeks to get back on track after inconsistent performances. In top news, your consciousness can jump through time, meaning gut feelings are memories from the future, scientists say. Even the Central Intelligence Agency has released data on this psychic phenomenon. On an October night in 1989, a 4-year-old girl was shocked awake by a phone ringing and then a scream. She overheard her mother say, "He died in a car accident." The girl sensed her father's fate during their final goodbye at the airport. Cognitive neuroscientist Julia Mossbridge, doctor of philosophy, relates to such experiences and claims that precognition suggests time may not be as linear as we imagine. She emphasizes that fear of the unknown often leads to skepticism about these phenomena. In business news, customers of AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile should be concerned about the Federal Communications Commission ruling. In January 2025, the Federal Communications Commission enforced Section 105 of the Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act to guard against a major Chinese attack by a group called Salt Typhoon. The ruling was intended to prompt telecom companies to enhance security measures, but it has now been rescinded, citing flawed reasoning. Wireless carrier customers may face heightened vulnerabilities as companies are no longer required to improve security. Proponents of the original ruling argue it was a vital response to ongoing cyber threats. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 5% for the week to just over $91,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over $3,000. And XRP is up 5% to $2.18. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Some people are always late. Science can explain why. Are you a multitasker, a free spirit, or an overly optimistic planner? Experts say these traits explain why some people are constantly running behind. If you are one of those people whose "I will be there in 5" reliably turns into 15, you are not alone. Most of us have been late at some point, but chronic lateness can stem from various psychological tendencies and biological differences. Understanding these patterns matters because punctuality signals respect for others' time and supports relationships. Improving punctuality often requires awareness of one's tendencies and strategies tailored to individual needs. And in entertainment news, some exhibitors are up in arms about Netflix's deal to screen Greta Gerwig's Narnia exclusively in IMAX theaters for 2 weeks. Greta Gerwig's big-budget fantasy epic, Narnia, The Magician's Nephew, is already causing a storm across the global exhibition landscape. The unprecedented deal gives IMAX a 2-week exclusive window globally before the film lands on Netflix, sparking fury among exhibitors. IMAX will screen the movie across its 1,800 plus screens in 90 countries. VU CEO Tim Richards warned that the deal risks undermining the very ecosystem that makes theatrical success possible. Some believe Netflix's alliance could be a big first step toward embracing cinemas. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Dennis Waitley. And he said, "Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.